And welcome back.
Whoa. You always say that so sexy.
I always try to start off in like a certain voice register.
Yeah. And then you're like, wait, I don't talk like that.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, that's really weird of me to do. Well, this is the Questions Podcast.
Okay.
Working title. The podcast where we answer questions from, what are we answering questions from?
It's called the Book of Questions. It originally came out in, I think, 87 or late 80s anyway. But it's been updated. Some of the questions have been updated. Some of them feel like they haven't, but
yeah.
Anyways, when we don't have things to talk about, we just go into the Book of Questions and find things to talk about.
Right. So This book is popular for first dates, mm-hmm. also for psychological evaluation, mm-hmm. and we're just going to answer as honestly and as horribly as possible.
And as thoroughly as possible.
As thoroughly as possible. That's what's really important here. We want to explore the question from all angles. And sometimes you might not agree with our angles.
Most of the time. Okay.
And that's intended.
I have one. I got it. It's ready.
Okay. Are you ready? This is the first question.
Okay.
Okay.
While walking in the park, you see a stranger and realize with absolute certainty that if you go over and introduce yourself, the two of you will fall in love more deeply than you even imagined possible. But you also know that in 6 months, the person will be hit by a bus and killed. Would you go over to the person or leave? Assume you know that once you decide, you'll forget what lies ahead.
Okay, interesting. So the classic question of, is it better to have loved and lost
yes.
than to never have loved at all?
I would go with yes, because of the you'll forget what lies ahead part.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely key to this scenario.
Yeah.
If you are just looking out for buses all the time, just waiting for your lover to be struck down in the street, then
it'd be a horror movie.
Yeah, that'd be a very stressful 6 months. But I guess, I don't know, you'd be in love, so.
But, and also, you know it's 6 months, so you're not worried until, like, the day of. And yeah. Can't you just not take the bus that day? It just crashes through your window. You're in a condo, and it flies up through the air and into your window.
Yeah. Right on the six-month mark, you're basically in Final Destination at that point.
Yeah.
And buses are just falling out of the sky.
Did you enjoy the Final Destination movies?
The first Final Destination is a classic, absolute classic. Devon Sawa, come on. In his prime?
Who is that? I don't remember.
The gap tooth dude. He's like the star.
Okay.
You don't remember Devon Sawa, bro?
No. The only thing I remember
staple.
From Final Destination is the truck with like beams in it or whatever.
And yeah.
Because now every time I'm on the highway.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every single time. Any flatbed carrying something. it could be pool noodles and I'd stay clear of that truck.
You just imagine the most gruesome way they will take you out. How does that work for pool noodles? I imagine some sort of cartoon-like situation where they all fall off at once and then your car gets on top of them and is stuck because they're rolling underneath.
Yeah, that's a definite possibility.
Yeah.
The traction factor.
Mm-hmm. Traction factor, name of a band.
Yeah, write that down. Or like they come in through the sunroof or something and just like two of them just hit you right in the eyes and blind you and you just steer into traffic.
Two of them. Why is it one eye per pool noodle?
I don't know. I just had a hard time imagining one pool noodle hitting you in both eyes at the same time.
Fair enough. Back to the question. There's a sub question. When it comes to love, is intensity or permanence more important to you? Would you embark on a long and wonderful love that you know would end in betrayal?
Betrayal. I don't know. I would say intensity over longevity in a general sense. But if it was going to end in betrayal, oh, I don't know.
I think when you're young, intensity over longevity for sure. But then I think you age into preferring longevity because you're gonna get old and you just want someone to put up with you while you're old and shitty, I think.
That's true.
I think it's different for men though than women. So we should have a woman answer this question someday, but
yeah. In terms of the original phrasing of the question, I don't think I'd go for it because, I mean, you're not limited after that. Like, it's not saying you'll never fall in love again. It's just this particular one is going to end really horribly and probably scar you. So
you're saying you wouldn't go for it?
I don't think I'd go for it knowing.
It's the most intense love of your, et cetera. Does it, whatever it said.
Does it say that's your last chance at love or?
More like, deeply than you even imagine possible is what it says.
Well, okay.
But you're right. It does not say that it's the last love or that you can't find that in the future. So you would rather not love at all than love and get hit by a bus.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of the type of person who would, like, after something like that, just retreat deeply into myself for 30 to 40 years. probably have like some sort of paper mache effigy to the person.
Oh God,
in my home.
I imagined being able to move on pretty quickly, but I guess you wouldn't be able to if it was the most intense whatever that you even imagined possible.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but yeah.
So you're a no, and I'm a yes. That's good.
Good. Yeah, we need
more questions, more like angles. This.
Yeah.
I have what feels like a easy one.
Sometimes those are the best.
Ready?
Ready.
Do you ever spit, clean your teeth, or pick your nose in public?
I definitely do all of those things pretty liberally. Try to avoid spitting too much in public. I feel self-conscious about it. I definitely do it, but I feel like bad. Like if I'm walking down downtown or something and it's like crowded,
you don't spit. Sometimes
like I really get the urge to spit.
When you're on a hike, do you spit a lot because you're free to? I went through a phase
not
as
necessarily
a kid of spitting partly because like I thought it was cool.
Oh yeah. We all did.
Well, good.
Some never grew out of it. But like, especially if you played baseball at any point.
Right. Right. Yeah, mine wasn't sport related, but I just like... It also is just kind of fun. So that probably like I just started doing it and yeah. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, if you're a grown man and you don't know how to spit...
Like loogies?
Or just in general, if you can't like... If you, do you ever see...
What do you mean not know how to spit?
Well, like in Titanic where she's like...
that's like a loogie though, like, right? Like
no, it's just, well, I mean, yeah, they're two separate skills, but like some people don't even like they can't like I can spit like where I want to. Like yeah. I can do a number of different
okay. I don't spits, think I have as many you know? Spit skills as you. Do you spit or swallow?
I do both on a daily basis, believe it or not. You know that Seinfeld up? No, you don't watch Seinfeld.
No, tell me though. I have been watching Seinfeld.
Oh, there, have you seen The Pick? I think it's called The Pick, the episode.
No, I don't think so.
Where he's rubbing the side of his nose like this in the car.
Oh, right, right.
But
right.
The girl in another car looks at him. It looks like he's picking his nose.
Yeah.
So I think about that all the time when I pick my nose in the car.
Well, first of all, the car for nose picking is a sacred space. Like,
oh,
if you can't you can't embarrassingly catch someone picking their nose in their car. I don't think. Like, what?
Yeah,
they're alone.
Yeah, like, you're intruding on their privacy. Yeah,
exactly.
At that point.
Yeah.
But I still, I don't. It doesn't stop me from doing it. I just think about that and kind of laugh to myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I try not to spit when I'm like walking in public, because I don't want people to step in it. Like, right. I don't want to step in other people's spit.
But what if you're just spitting on the boulevard or
grass? Yeah, I'll make a point of like spitting into the road or spitting into a flower pot or something.
Have you ever accidentally spit on something?
No.
Have you ever been spit on?
Like intentionally as an insult?
Either or.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have.
I have by like a homeless person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This was in London, Ontario, downtown, in like the sort of a shitty part. I was waiting for a bus, and he muttered something and then spit on my shoes.
Oh, gross!
And then walked away. It was for me. I don't know. I don't know what offended him though.
It was your special spit.
Yeah.
I've only been spit on by friends.
Uh-huh.
Or this one time in like fourth grade, Natalie Seiler tried to spit on me, but she spit into like a very strong wind and it coated her own face.
That's such a classic. Like, I can't believe that happened in real life to you.
It was perfect. It was like you couldn't have written a better scene.
Yeah.
But I'm not super offended by getting spat on by a friend in good jest. It's not the worst thing that can happen because of I've done wrestling and had man spit in my mouth.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
Like, and sweat and spit and just
yeah,
I'm just kind of desensitized to that.
What about cleaning your teeth? That was another part of the
Cleaning my teeth, like, I don't really relate to. It's not something I do. Of terrible tooth hygiene.
I don't
I wouldn't hesitate though. I've picked my teeth in restaurants and stuff, and
yeah I feel like this is I guess it's a manners question, but I feel like as long as you're not being overt about it anywhere, it's not necessarily bad manners.
I'll try to do it subtly if I had to pick my teeth or something.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you feel a booger and like you have to deal with it and you're in public.
Ones? Oh, you're not necessarily juicy.
Well, that's a whole different conversation. The satisfaction of the brain booger.
A deep juice boy.
Juice boy.
I've been adding boy to things a lot lately.
Yeah.
No, to make them funny, man. And it works.
It is. It's always funny.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, sometimes I'll try to be subtle, but sometimes you get that feeling and like it needs to be dealt with. I can't sit with a known booger hanging out.
Yeah.
It just eats at me. So I gotta deal with it. And if it's public, then it's public.
There's so many types of boogers, and you know, you have bad booger days.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to deal with it sometimes. What about the crusty ones that like they're sharp and they're poking you? Oh, those are the worst.
Oh, you hate those? I love those. I hate
those. You like it when it pokes you?
Or yeah, sometimes you get it out? Sometimes I'll just
your eyes water.
Yeah. I'll just poke the side. Like,
why are you so excited?
I'll poke my nose from the outside to make it jab in harder. Like it's like a pain for pleasure sensation.
Uh-huh.
Same as you ever get like something stuck like in your gum line? Like,
yeah.
Like
I don't enjoy it though. It sounds like you're about to tell me you like that
too. Yeah, no, I like that feeling. It's weird.
Are you into pain in the bedroom?
No, no.
Not at all.
It's just orifice pain.
Oh, that is bedroom pain.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, it's a weird feeling. It's the same feeling as like if I get a split lip, I'll bite it to hurt, like to make it hurt.
Yeah, this is real fucked up. This is some very like you're damaged.
I think. Or It's or like a loose tooth, the feeling of a loose tooth being pulled out.
When was the last time you had a loose tooth?
So long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you loved it though. You loved losing your teeth as a kid.
There's sometimes if like I feel like a tooth is loose, I'll fuck with it and I'll josh it around.
Now today.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not healthy. I don't think you should feel like a tooth is loose ever. Do you like the dentist?
No. I don't like my teeth getting drilled on.
It's the same thing. It's pain in the mouth region.
No.
Which just seems to be what you're into.
It seems weird. There are certain little things that the dentist, like, or mostly that the hygienist will do when she's poking around that sort of feel good.
That you do enjoy.
Yeah. I don't like when she checks the gum line, though, with that little pokey thing.
My least favorite part, and I actually told the hygienist this last time, because we had a good rapport, she was getting the fluoride out, like the spinny brush with the abrasive, you know, like the cleaning part, which doesn't seem like it would be the least favorite part, but that is my least favorite part. I hate how gritty paste is. Like it feels like she's torturing me with some sort of sandblaster.
Uh-huh.
And then when I like move my mouth around later and feel the little grits, oh God, I hate the taste of it too.
Yeah.
Whatever flavors they use are bullshit. Like, they're not flavors.
So
true. They're like, it's all the same crappy flavor, sand.
Yeah.
And then there's like a little cherry.
Yeah.
Something.
I'm sure we have the technology to make that taste good.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
We just refuse to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, it's picking your nose in your car, which, you know, I do well listening to podcasts, is sacred. You cannot fault someone for doing that. Where do you put it though?
I'm a flicker.
You just flick and hope.
Yeah, flick and pray. Sometimes if it's really juicy, you gotta roll it up first
into a ball.
Yeah.
Did you ever eat your boogers as a child?
No, that disgusts me to no end.
Would you eat your boogers now?
No way.
You'd never eat a booger.
No.
For like, there's no scenario in which
actually I did taste one once and it tasted good.
One once.
they are kind of sweet.
How much would I have to pay you to eat a booger?
I'd do it. You wouldn't have to pay me that much. Okay. I'm not super.
It sounds like you're really grossed out by it. That's all.
If I see someone doing it, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I caught my sister doing it one time. Ugh. And
a kid or an adult?
As a kid,
yeah,
probably 10 or 11, maybe.
Oh. I wouldn't choose to eat it either, but it doesn't gross me out that much because it's like, I don't know, salty
sugar.
I feel like I know that flavor for whatever reason.
It's like you're basically eating boogers all the time.
Yeah, sort of.
Through your sinuses, so. If you have a cold, like, you know the taste of boogers.
Yeah. I have allergies too, and I could eat boogers all day sometimes in the spring, fall.